Part 1. What is the Enneagram? 1. The question of identity. Exploring who we are, how we got lost, and how we might find our way back home to our true identity. For the last decade, I've been meeting with Father Larry Gillick for spiritual direction. He is one of the most perceptive people I've known. He's a scrappy old Irish-American Jesuit priest. And sometimes as I'm leaving his office on Creighton University's campus, he'll affectionately say, "Sometimes you just need a good butt-kicking." He once told me the story of a visit he made to a local Catholic elementary school. After sharing with a group of the students, a young girl, probably third or fourth grade, approached him and struck up a conversation. A few moments into their discussion, a look of pure astonishment flashed in the student's eyes. Suddenly, she blurted out, "You're blind!" Which is true. Due to a sickness, he lost his sight when he was just a small child. With genuine tenderness, Father Gillick responded, "That's not news to me." But before he could say anything else, she quickly moved from shock to sadness, replying, "You don't know what you look like." That profound statement from such a young person caught Father Gillick off guard, and before he could comment, she softly said, "You're beautiful." I'm deeply moved every time I think about that little exchange. It's a very human story, in which many of us can find our own story tucked inside. When it comes to recognizing the truth of our own identities, most of us experience a symbolic version of blindness that keeps us from seeing ourselves for who we really are. We live unawakened lives, marked by self-perpetuating lies about who we think we are or how we wish to be seen. Tragically, we don't know who we are or what we look like. And often, it takes an unlikely other to remind us what's true. You're beautiful. Each and every one of us is beautiful. Each and every one of us is beloved by God. From this starting point, we can begin an honest interrogation of the depths of our identity, of who we really are. When we accept our inherent beauty, we find the courage to examine what makes us beautiful, to honestly encounter both the good and the bad, the shadow and the light. More than anything I've encountered, the Enneagram helps us to do just that. It exposes the lies we tell ourselves about our identities. It helps us realize there's much to learn about who we can become. It illuminates what's good and true and beautiful about each of us. Identity and dignity. More and more, I'm convinced that the paramount question plaguing humanity has to do with identity. Who am I? This is the fundamental question of our human experience, the one that compels us to search for meaning. Every time I meet with someone, I try to listen to the subtext, the meaning behind the words they use to introduce themselves. Often our first interaction with a new acquaintance exposes our fears or insecurities, demonstrated in how we describe ourselves. Usually we allow carefully curated fragments of our identities to lay claim to the whole. I'm frequently guilty of beginning my own introductions with references to what I've done or do for a living, as if that tells someone who I am. "Hey, I'm Chris. I spent 20 years with an international humanitarian organization fighting human trafficking. I currently run a nonprofit, a center for contemplative activism." These little bits of my story that I lead with only bolster my over-identification with the lies I've come to believe about who I think I am. I constantly have to remind myself that I am more than the good or the bad I've done in my life, that in fact, I'm much more than what I've done, what I have, and what others think about me. These fragments of the whole are only small parts of my identity, not the entirety of who I truly am. But what do we mean by identity? The missiologist theologians Vinay Samuel and Chris Sugden, who have studied identity and dignity, nuance the differences between the two as those of substance and value, suggesting, identity answers the question, who am I,